It's a busy weekend for the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra. Tonight, they have a concert at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Then tomorrow, they welcome five finalists from the CUSO Overture Composition Competition to the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign for a reading session that's open to the public starting at 10 a.m. Stephen Alltop is the music director and conductor of the CU Symphony. He says it's a great opportunity for the public to see how the symphony rehearses a new piece.
It will be, I think, a fun and dynamic opportunity for everybody concerned. We wanted, as part of this wonderful Music Alive residency that we have with composer Stacey Garup over these three seasons, to have something that really engaged the community and composers in the area. So we were delighted to receive a number of applications to our call for compositions. The requirements were mostly that they not exceed a certain instrumentation and the length of 3 minutes. And we have chosen from the applicants five finalists. And the people who come tomorrow will have a chance to see me and the orchestra and the composer work with these various composers, one of whom is 12 years old. And they have a bit of an age range, but we'll play the music, we'll have feedback. And this is a vital and symbiotic process that happens with conductors and composers. In fact, we were just having this experience last night with Stacey Garup herself on her symphony of trying things, letting them hear, making adjustments, be they in instrumentation or dynamic. And the really fun thing is that the audience is going to have a chance to vote for their favorite work. And the two works that end up being chosen will be performed in subscription concerts next season by the orchestra.
Yeah, and these are all overtures, maximum of 3 minutes in length. I imagine the length requirement was put there just to make things a little bit easier for you to, you know, do something like this reading session.
Well, easier for us from that logistical standpoint, from a programming standpoint, but also for the efforts of the people who wanted to apply. We sometimes take for granted that every note we hear in a composition had to be chosen. And I know that seems very basic, but when you stop and think about it for a minute, there's a lot of time and thought required into even choosing a single note, let alone enough to equal 3 minutes of music. And so it's a time-consuming process to compose, and so we wanted to make it an accessible opportunity for as many people as possible.
You mentioned your composer in residence, Stacey Garup, and this being kind of part of her tenure with the Champaign-Urbana Symphony. How long has she been with the CUSO, and how much longer does she have with you folks?
Well, this wonderful Music Alive grant opportunity was announced in 2016, and that became our first season of planning together. And that first season, we met with the four other orchestras, which include the Philadelphia Orchestra and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. They were also two of the five recipients around the country. So I must say that as the smallest orchestra chosen in terms of its budget and staff size, we were very honored to be selected. That grant application, I believe, had about 58 applicants from orchestras around the country. And so I think it's a real feather in the cap of both the orchestra and the community that we were chosen. And I also have to say that I think that we have been stewarding this opportunity with Stacey Garup for these three seasons, extending out through the end of next season in 2019, very well. We've been getting Stacey into the community. She's interacted with a lot of students. And next year we will perform an entire concert of her music, her oratorio about our planet and the health of our planet called Terra Nostra.
Sounds fascinating. Again, this is a whole process. The reading session is tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign. It's open to the public, expected to go until about 12:30 or so. And also, Stephen wanted to ask you about your concert tonight. And speaking of Stacey, her Mythology Symphony is going to open your concert. That should be exciting.
It is very exciting, especially in the Great Hall at the Krannert Center, because it's a sonically dynamic, I might even say bombastic at times, work. And the movements are called the Lovely Sirens, which of course have this very hypnotic effect, but build to the crashing of the ship on the rocks as the sailors, you know, are lured. And then the fourth movement, which is called the Fates of Man. and man sort of, meaning humans, appealing to the fates and being denied and so forth. And the fifth movement, which is Pandora Undone, and we've all heard of Pandora's box. And in this piece, you get to hear the box opened and the pandemonium that follows, and then, you know, all of this brought about by curiosity and then hope, and all of that is represented in Stacey's music. She's a very evocative and sort of visual composer. So it's easy for her listeners, even on the first time, to sort of get what she's communicating.
Also on the program, I couldn't help but notice perhaps my favorite violin concerto, the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, and the soloist Stefan Milenkovic. I think a lot of our listeners will have heard the Mendelssohn at this point, but what is it to you about that work? I saw it described on the Champaign-Urbana Symphony website as perhaps the perfect violin concerto. What makes it so wonderful?
Well, I have to say you have very good taste, and I think those may have been words that I provided about describing the concerto. And I have to say, in rehearsing it last night with Stefan, I stand by that assessment of the concerto 100%. It's just an amazing conception. Mendelssohn's ability to highlight the violin in all of its colors and registers, and then the form and flow of the concerto are unmatched. It's just literally a perfect composition. And then having Stefan Milenkovic play it is just a dream. He's been soloing with major orchestras on that piece since the time he was 12 and 13 years old. You can actually go on YouTube and see him as a kid playing it with Lauren Mizell conducting. And so now he's an even more mature and brilliant artist. So we're just thrilled for that opportunity. And if this weren't enough, we're finishing the concert with Beethoven Symphony No. 5.
Always a thrill to hear that work live as well. And I think, of course, it's a work that I think everybody's heard just throughout music, whether it's in a live setting like we'll have tonight, or whether it's in film, wherever. And a chance to hear it live tonight should be a lot of fun as well.
I think you're exactly right. It's one of those pieces that we can sort of think of as like musical wallpaper, like, oh, yes, we hear that a lot. But when you hear it live with this dynamic, fiery orchestra in a place like the Krannert Center's Great Hall, it's really special. And I've reminded the orchestra that there will be plenty of people hearing that piece live for the first time when we play it. And how exciting is that?
That's Stephen Alltop, music director and conductor of the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra. Tonight's concert at Krannert Center starts at 7:30 p.m., and their reading session at the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign begins tomorrow at 10 a.m.